Universal Containers wants to understand the steps necessary to perform login with the SOAP API. Brett will create the required API web services stubs to facilitate logging in with the SOAP API. She'll then connect to UC Salesforce org using the SOAP API. Let's follow Brett as she accomplishes these tasks using Java. To start, Brett will generate and download the Enterprise WSDL from UC Salesforce org. After logging into the Salesforce org, she navigates to the Setup menu and expands Develop. She selects API, clicks Generate Enterprise WSDL, and then clicks Generate. She saves the WSDL file as enterprise.wsdl. She enters the command to create the libraries using the Enterprise WSDL. Before going to the next step, Brett verifies that the enterprise.jar file was created in the Java Jars folder. Now, Brett will create a user library in the Eclipse IDE so that she can reference it in any Eclipse project. She opens Eclipse from the desktop, navigates to the window menu, and selects Preferences. In the Preferences window, Brett expands Java and then Build Path to select user libraries. She clicks New and enters the library name as Web Services Connector. Brett adds the enterprise.jar and the jar file containing the Web Services Connector to this user library. She clicks Add External Jars, navigates to the Java Jars directory, and selects the files. She clicks Open and then clicks OK. Brett has already created a Java project. She'll now add the libraries to her project. To do this, she right-clicks on her project in the Package Explorer pane, chooses Build Path, and clicks Add Libraries. In the Add Library window, she selects User Library and clicks Next. She then selects the Web Services Connector Library and clicks Finish. Brett needs to set up her login credentials. To begin with, in the Package Explorer, she navigates to Source, com.salesforce.training.authutils. Next, she clicks on testlogin.java and selects Run Configurations. She clicks the Environment tab. Brett now enters her Salesforce login credentials. She clicks New. She enters username under the name field and her Salesforce username under the value field. Then she selects OK. She repeats the process to enter her Salesforce password and token values. Finally, she applies the changes and closes the Run Configurations tab. Now that she has entered her login credentials, let's examine Brett's code before executing it. Brett has declared and set values for the variables that contains the login credentials of the Salesforce org, username, password, and token. The values of these variables are initialized automatically as soon as Brett updates the values of the variables in the Environment tab. She has declared the method that connects to the Salesforce org using the SOAP API. Within this method, Brett has declared a variable of type authResultSOAP. AuthResultSOAP is a class she has created to hold the login results that will be needed by the invoking program to use the established connection. She then creates a connector config object and sets the username and password within it. She writes the code so that if a token is needed with the password, it will automatically be included. She then attempts to log into Salesforce using the new connection method of the connector class. After logging in, Brett sets the values required to continue using the established session, contact the Salesforce org. She outputs the key values, such as the authorization endpoint, to examine the result. Now, Brett tests her application. For testing, Brett has written another program, Test Login. Let's examine the code in it. Brett has created a class named Test Login. The main method of this class calls the SOAP method DoLogin. Brett now runs this test method as a Java application. She reviews the result and finds that her code has executed successfully and she can view the connection details. Brett has successfully logged into the Salesforce org using the SOAP API and Enterprise WSDL.